Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
I could have my Gucci on, I could wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look. I'll make you double take, soon as I walk away, call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do. I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam.
Bring me back. Bring me back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9.
What is he doing?
What is he doing, Steve? What? And here's the problem, Steve. You want to know what the major problem is? He was having such a great time listening to this song that I couldn't even get mad. Like, hey, forget all the millions of listeners who thought that was a poor choice. I came back with DMX. I was setting the tone to be an aggressive, upbeat show, and he comes back with that.
Nikki, little bubblegum pop, baby.
Go get that third phone call while I
take a second. What are you doing, Nick? What kind of suggestion was that?
Pants are very tight.
That wasn't a
Was that a suggestion
no,
or a selection?
That was a total selection, Steve. You know that was.
That was a selection.
He was.
That was. I didn't text him and tell him to play that because it's catchy and it's on TikTok and I've heard it a few times and I kind of like it. Okay, I didn't text him during the break and say play "Made You Look" by Meghan Trainor. I didn't, and I texted him something else. He can tell you later.
You can neither confirm nor deny.
Emojis. Special thanks and welcome to the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality, it relies on the movement of the pumps they provide. The moment you think you need your water or sewage pump, you need to think of Kentuckiana Pumps sales. They're like first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service at the fairest possible prices. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Go there. Talk to Harold or Mark. They will help you find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage pump, anyone's. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. You can give them a call at 812-75-9217 or just visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Also, it's Wednesday.
Sandwich, sandwich, I'm in love with you. You've got
awesome.
Let this go. Mayonnaise and cheese, you're the one for me. Whoa.
Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carry out, curbside, or delivery from the Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch, dinner, or just your holiday party or your Christmas party. Order online or on the Witch app. Witch, superior sandwiches.
Before I hit the phone lines.
Going to give me a Cali Club.
You didn't like that?
What? I was digging it, man.
I wasn't.
I was bopping over.
Listen, the song's fine. It wasn't the mood of the show. Listen,
really?
Speaking
That's
of,
what I listened to on the way home.
It wasn't the mood of the show. How many times do you want me to say it?
It's the mood I deserve.
Do you? Listen, let me take a second. Shout out Moms Faulkner for putting up with us. She just jumped in the chat. Say hello real quick, Steve.
Hi, Moms.
Moms Faulkner put up with us through a whole year.
She is just an incredible human being. And why she still likes us is beyond me.
It's beyond all of us.
So moody. And she puts up with us and she welcomes me with open arms and a great hug. Every time I see it, I'm like, I don't even know why.
You don't deserve this. Yeah. Dougie Fresh, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, Marcus, just got a couple of questions for you. First of all, it looks like it's going to be a blue Christmas. We'll get this one out of the way. Okay. Okay, yeah, it's going to be a blue one. I guarantee you that. But here's my thing. You know, we, as in every our Cardinal fan nation, alumni, and other, we waited like 5 years to get that crap behind us. I don't even want to bring that back up.
Right.
Okay. But here's my thing. We get that behind us. Everybody's hoo-hoo-poo-poo-parah. But why all that time we were not preparing ourselves for the best, in which it turned out to be for the best, so to speak. But now we get there and we have nothing to show. We have nothing to show the college world that, you know, Louisville is back. We're not back. We're not even close. You know, I mean, it's just a beat down waiting to happen. My thing is, who's going to fill the Yum Center? Who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to, you know, keep the alumni flowing and donations and stuff like that? Because at this rate, I mean, you got anybody even wanting to wear a U of L apparel, I ain't going to say it's an embarrassment, because it is. Okay, tell it like it is and put it out there. It's an embarrassment because, you know, I've got plenty of U of L gear. But it's not that I'm afraid to wear. I just don't want to be laughed at. You feel me? Just want your opinion. Have a good weekend. And just hope the next time we play, we don't get another beat down. Thanks, Marcus.
Appreciate it.
Let's look forward to the game so we don't get beat down. Everybody, let's pray.
Look, I don't want to wear my Louisville gear. I don't want to be laughed at.
I do find myself wearing a lot more like Disney gear and stuff now. I'm like, well,
yeah.
Is this subconscious? Am I just putting this stuff on?
Yeah, free Kanye. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I love it.
Hey, what's up, guys? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Just know I'm always listening somewhere in southern Indiana and downtown Louisville. There's an ambulance playing y'all all the time.
Wait,
just know that.
Wait.
Even during emergencies.
Hey, listen, 100%. I'm not even joking. I've been back working on some patients and then like had to tell, hey man, turn the radio down real quick. I can't like hear the heartbeat. I'm trying to listen to it right now because I just blast y'all all the time. I'm not even joking.
Man, appreciate it, man.
I appreciate that call. Yeah.
Can we make this into a promo? Bro, do we have your permission to make that into a promo, sir?
Absolutely. But this is not what I call to say. Two things real quick and I'll jump off. Two things. But
after
you can make it a promo. Two things. So first thing is, Marcus, I just want to say, you're selfish, okay? You're selfish because all you want to do, instead of joining the staff and helping this Louisville team out, you want to take afternoon naps and you want to wake up at 12 o'clock in the morning and drink and cuss online about Louisville. You're selfish. I just want to say that. You could be on the staff. You could be helping us, but you'd rather take afternoon naps and drink at 12 o'clock in the morning and cuss. So that's fine. That's your
fair
life.
Enough.
You know what I'm saying? I love you, but I'm just going to say you're selfish for not helping us. Number two.
I'm strong.
Listening to I have faith. I think Kenny Payne can make this team. Maybe not this team, maybe not this year. I hope it's this year. But I do have faith that Kenny Payne can turn this program around. But my question is, when y'all interact with him, does he see what you and Luke and some other people that have called, does he see what you guys see? Like, my question is I live vicariously through y'all. Do y'all have faith in this coaching staff being able to take this team and to make it great? Like I think we have the potential and we have the staffing to do. And I'll take it offline. Thank you.
Alex, I appreciate the call. First of all, imagine going out listening to me. Steve, that's the opposite of your worst nightmare.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, true. Going out listening to Mavis, it's cool. I can think of worse ways to go out.
I don't know how it got all shoved up there, but wait a minute. Is that Mendez and Marcus Maven? Turn that ish up. No, I can't feel my arm, but you know, it is what it is.
Listen. And then imagine going out to that.
Beep.
that voice.
Get up, get up.
To Alex, to his point, every coach has their blind spots. I don't think this is a blind spot. I think this is one of those things like they need more. Like, okay, like let's say the practice session is 15 minutes of working on jump stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating for a coach to have to work on jump stops for 15 minutes, right? That's why every coach, you know, that you ever see that's any good is an insane man, you know? So, yes, we see the same thing, but it's like I can, like you said, I'm selfish. I can sit and critique and talk about it, you know, and not have 20 other things we need to get fixed ASAP. So it's like I can sit around and say, hey, coach, we just need to take the 2 hours today, 3 hours today, and just do all jump stops. I mean, that sounds ridiculous when you're getting ready for Miami, you know?
Yeah, but you're just at the point, man, where, I mean, do you just go into win mode?
Yeah,
and that's where I think I am. I'm just like, you know what, whatever you want to run, whatever it is that look, this team can't do it. The fundamentals aren't here for this, whatever. I'm just like, no, just do what it takes to win. You know, does that make sense? For this season only.
Yes, because Steve, if it becomes about the winning, right, I talked about it last night. You go 2-3 zone, you go like Syracuse. You go 2-3 zone and you say everybody's on the glass on every shot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Offensively. Listen, I had a conversation with Tick Rogers. Offensively, there's three rebounding lanes. The wing guy has to run to the dotted line. The two bigs or whoever's identifies as two bigs, they better be on that block on every shot going up. You have two guard protectors, you know, for the long rebounds. You have three in the paint. Some of those possessions, Steve, when I saw Jalen Withers leaking out, and I'm just like, that's when I'm just like, okay, timeout. The 10 pass thing, we're not there yet. Until we can get a shot up and have four guys on the defensive rebound and always three on the offensive rebound.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach strategy right now. Because baseline, you know, like they're not mature. Okay, you know, when I say Reese or Nolan Smith is going to have to be your get-back guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch two possessions where guys are in good stance, I want to tell Nolan and Reese they're not going to be in stance on that third one. You think they are because you think they're learning it, but I'm telling you, I know these kids' basketball footprint more than them. I've watched Jalen Withers go from red shirt to first year to second year to third year. You and I, Steve, watched okay, I'm not saying that KP and Nolan didn't come in here and watch a lot of film, you know, of a couple of games of them last year. Like, we've been watching them year after year after year. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no way they came in and watched every game. We've watched every game.
Every minute
that
Jalen Withers has played. Mm-hmm. I would be comfortable talking to any coach over there and feel like I know something about Jalen Withers that they might not know. Or they might see, or I might say, hey, no, that is worse than you think. They might just say, hey, Jalen, you know, hey, stop falling, you know, and move along. And I might say, no, coach, no. 3 years of falling. You got to make a rule with him. You hit that ground dribbling, you're coming out of the game.
Let me ask you this really quick. I want to get your opinion on this because we're talking about some of the guys that have been starting, some of the guys that have been playing the minutes, you know. Let me ask you about the love you too, buddy. Sorry. I can only let him stand there and say I love you.
Yeah, and
37
times. He knows that's the phrase that you can't ignore.
Yeah, I'm like, I had to say it. But okay, hear me out. Where do you stand on like your Fabios and your Devin Rees? And because here's what I see. Fans aren't I was sitting there and I was telling Rashawn, I was talking to him, and I said, listen, man, the worst in the Christian world or whatever, you know, the hardest people to minister to would be a bunch of Christians,
mm-hmm.
because they know a lot. I'm just using that as an example. Okay.
Right.
Here's the thing. I mean, you really got to bring it. You know what I mean? This Louisville fan base knows a lot about basketball. And I can sit there, we can sit there and go, okay, there's more effort coming. I don't know necessarily effort. There's more attention to trying to do what's being asked to be done with the group at the end of the game. Like, and I'm going, maybe it is that extreme. Maybe it is that extreme that you say, okay, these guys are going to start getting more minutes. And if you want to leave, well, December, there's a door out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go ahead and get on out of here if you want. That's up to you. But I can't not play. And I mean, in the skill part of it, I mean, I watched a practice and I was like, okay, I understand why Devin Reed's not playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just behind whatever. Okay. But I watch him out there in the game. I'm like, and he makes a move last night that nobody else on the team could make. And I'm going, okay. Maybe I just go with the young guys. Like, I mean, because there are guys that can help this team. If you go win in the portal, there are guys on this team that can help this team going forward. So I guess is what I'm asking you is, where's the line there? Like, because I'm just okay, and I'm going to try not to be mean, but I'm going to say it's in the best way I can, and you correct me or clean it up for me. I'm just tired of talking about Jalen Withers, and I'm tired of talking about Sidney Curry, and I'm tired of going, well, will these guys get it? Will these guys get it? Are they going to do it better this time? Well, maybe Sidney will get in shape this week. You know, maybe Jalen will start drawing fouls this week. You know, maybe mm-hmm. it's like they're not. It's just not going to happen. So at what point do you just kind of move on? That's a lot. I understand that's a lot.
Kenny,
that's not one directed question, but.
You know, Kenny. Kenny Payne is I'm going to liken him to a stepfather that would be harsh on his kid, but because these aren't my kids and I don't know what right. they've been through in their trauma, I can't discipline them the same way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you tell your kids kind of like, okay, y'all have a different program. Y'all have a different game plan. These kids been through something different than y'all. So sometimes I think it's almost a separation between the way he treats Fabio and Devin and Kamari, you know, because he's feel like I got to deal with their psychological issues a little bit more. But listen, but yes, that pendulum will swing. It will swing.
Because I like Fabio's attitude. I like him. You sent me a press conference last night.
You got it.
I like that. I like his directed answer.
I sent you something to Twitter. I'll set this up. Okay, this is what Steve is talking about. And thank you, Jocelyn, for sending this to me. I want y'all to really listen to this. And because this is radio, I can't give you the visual. L. Ellis, terrible posture in the postgame. Terrible posture, terrible facial expression, terrible body language. You want to talk to him about those things. L. Ellis, you're the point guard. You're the adult in the room. You can't be in press conference rooms like that. And this is that life stuff, though, that he's got to learn, right? Mm-hmm. Steve, the very first day I told you and Nikki when I met Fabio Basile, I said it was different. I said, I didn't know him. You know, I hadn't met him or anything. I kind of talked, you know, said what's up to everybody, dapped everybody. It was when we took that big team picture, right?
Yeah.
Fabio came over to me, Nikki, and did, like I said, we had never met each other. It wasn't like a mutual. It wasn't like he, you know, how sometimes a friend might walk up and then he walks up with him to introduce, like, hey, here, you know, hi, this is my friend, you know, whatever. It was like, no, he came up by himself. You know, hey, the guy seemed to know you. I introduced myself. I said, Marcus, and Nikki, the way he said, Fabio. I mean, he said it strong, and I was like, ooh, right, and mm-hmm. also. And he said his name real clear, and it was real strong and forceful. And it was like, You know, I just look. There's a scene in The Wire where Marlo looks at the young pup, and all the pup did is just looked at him straight in the eye, and he kind of like looked at him. He's like, "You got something." You know what I'm saying?
I like you.
Yeah. Fabio, just the way he said his name with just so much confidence, right? You listen to Fabio and L. Ellis in this press conference and then tell me you don't see. And this is total speculation. This is me psychoanalyzing. I could be totally wrong. You listen to it and you tell me you almost don't see a separation in the behavior and attitude of these two people. This is Fabio and LL's coming into the press conference. It's very short.
Hey, L. Kenny was just in here, and he said that he asked you guys if you had quit. And I just wondered what your reaction was to the question and what you guys told him.
We told him no. We're competitors. Why we quit? Things happen. We're in a rough time right now, but it don't mean we're going to quit. We just got to keep fighting.
Game at halftime, and they came out and hit five straight threes and had a dunk. What was the defensive breakdown there at the start of the second half?
We came out, coach told us to be locked in for the first 5 minutes, and we kind of fell off a little bit, and they hit some threes. That was really it. We got to be more locked in coming in and out of the half.
Fabio, it seemed like when you got in there, you whether it was concerted, it seemed like you made a real effort to give a lot of energy. What was your mindset going in?
Absolutely. I just stay ready at all times, you know. I'm here to play, here to be a team member, and I'm just ready to play at all times.
Just right there. Just that's enough. I don't know if that did justice, you know, like on the video. But here's the thing. If you're frustrated with your team and you look at Fabio in that press conference and you see your older guys, your captains, look kind of defeated, and you're like, this young guy's like, I'm ready to go, you know, like I don't want to help. I want to help, you know what I'm saying? You don't have much sympathy for older players when a younger player sounds like that.
Yeah, and that is one I was going to say it even before the video, but it almost needs visual to really bring it home, because I like how engaged Fabio is when he answers those questions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's looking people right in the eye. He's like, hey, man, this is what it is. You know, I'm trying to do everything I can. If it's 5 minutes, six, because I'm going to tell you, yesterday in that crowd, it was the first time. Yeah, I didn't hear necessarily boos, but there are some guys come off that bench before Fabio that people were like, whoa.
Coach,
we ain't dumb. Yeah, like, don't do that. Yeah, like, nah, you need to get that. You need to go down there and grab number 11 and get him in the game.
KB's like, I'm separate my kids from y'all.
Look, he's like, man, you got 1 year. We're 0-7. We got 1 year.
Tony, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away. Thanks for the wait.
Hey, fellas. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, first-time caller, so not sure how this works. I made just a few notes. But
oh, thanks,
on my last – on my last thing on my page, it says L and Fabio press conference. And you guys just touched on that. Like, do not send L out to a press conference, you know, in that state of mind, or especially next to Fabio, who is just like he controls the room during a press conference. I mean, the question about the first four or five possessions of the second half that KP was talking about, they asked the question, L sat there, Fabio answered. Fabio was not in the game, but he had to take the question because L didn't want part of it, even though L was
that's
in the game.
Point.
Yeah. Great point.
Mm-hmm. L should answer that question, but Fabio answered it like he was the one in the game and he was the one making the mistakes, and he probably needs to do better on transition defense and make sure when they're running back, pick up a man and without just running the lane. But that was on my notes right there.
Let me cut in. I want you to finish what you're saying. But to his point, Marcus, that's a great – because that's leadership. That would have been leadership
from L. Ellis there to say, you're putting Fabio in a really bad situation with the team, with everybody, to say, hey, man, speak on how crappy it was while you were sitting there watching. Like, that's one where I would want my senior point guard to kind of be like, let me take this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, we got to do this, you know, like – does that make sense? Yeah. Anyway, just great point. Yeah. I just didn't want that to pass.
And again, we're not bashing on L's. Wasn't terrible.
No.
But it's like you see the energy on Fabio's is kind of from fresh air. Keep on going, Tony. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But just my background is, I'm middle 50s. Been a fan since I picked a good year in 1980 to start really following the card.
Perfect.
At 12 years old. Been a season ticket holder at Freedom Hall, and my seats now at the Yum are about three rows behind at the tunnel where they come out. So I see Marcus and you guys walk in, go through the tunnel. So I see you guys all the time. As a fan base, we know there's going to be growing pains. Maryland was god awful last year, and I don't know if these are – and it's not fair to compare Kevin to Kenny. I mean, Kevin's been coaching for – a long time. And
no, but it's a fair team. It's a fair team comparison.
It is. It is. But you have to. KP is. It's a learning process, and fans don't want to hear that. But when you hire a guy that's his first coaching job, it's different than being an assistant. I don't care if you're high school, college, pros. It's going to be different. And not only do we have growing pains with the players, we're going to have growing pains with the coach.
I agree.
I'm having growing pains. I'm not doing well with it. So last night, I don't leave early, but I told my wife, I said, our number's 30. And she said, what? Because she's kind of antsy. I said, if we get down by 30, that's our rule this year, we're leaving. As a little bit, I got to set a number.
Yeah.
So
That's a fair number.
I thought it was, but I had to listen to the game. I'm like, damn, I didn't get to see Fabio and Devin or whoever hustle. And I think that's the biggest thing is the fan base. And I've played ball, so I know some of the X's and O's, but when you have a change in coaching, the number one thing I thought, and you all get these phone calls every day. I get it. But the lack of hustle is just mind boggling to me. There's nothing you can put your finger on and say, I want to go there because they're doing this. I understand they're not going to run the offense correctly, and it's going to take a while to put your system in.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe before you put all your total system in, now I don't think these guys were in that bad of shape last year. And so that's number one is I'm not talking about individual guys. There's individual guys, whether on the bench or they're playing.
Right.
They're not in the same shape as last year. They're just not. And my big thing last year was, quit lifting weights and start learning how to play basketball. Well, now I'm like, I don't know what we have. At least last year we were physical when Dre was kind of physical and could go in and get the rebounds and they would do stuff like that. And I hate comparing all that stuff, but I just feel athletically, not that we're not athletes, but we're not in shape. We're waiting on – I sit there and watch. We thought we got excited because we posted up Curry. And he missed that little layup, a little bunny, and he tried to go back and get it. He couldn't do it. He's it's not going to happen next week. The guy, it takes a long time to get in shape, and he's not close. It's not going to happen. So
I don't care how out of shape you are. I'm not blaming that miss and that those bunny misses on being on condition. That's something else. Hey, actually, Andy Sweeney said the same. Steve, and I appreciate the call, Tony. You know it's bad when Sweeney is being human.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
he was actually human back in the bullpen, and I'm like, there's your soul. He's like, dude, that Curry situation is like, there's nothing you can do.
So maybe that's the number. Like caller Tony has the number of 30.
Right.
That's Sweeney's number. 30 points to Sweeney's
Marcus.
Warm Nugget-y Center.
I'm listening.
What he's talking about is, there was nobody there. And, he went up and just was like, oh, God. and just dropped the ball and misses the shot. And it's like, that was... It was terrible. It was like, what's wrong with you? And I'm not being mean. I'm
right.
like, What's wrong with you, buddy? Like, and it turns me into that guy.
Which,
where I'm
yeah,
like,
you can't,
and I'm not, I'm trying not to be condescending, but it's like, hey, man, come over and sit down, man. Sit down and talk to me. Like, are you okay? Like, it really does feel like that with him, man.
Here's the problem, Steve. You know what? I want to get the callers.
I don't like saying buddy. That's my personal, like, you know, if I went and grabbed Nick, if Nick was having a rough day, I'd be like, you all right, buddy? You know, so, like, please don't take that the wrong way. Yeah,
but
like,
let me just get it. I'll let the callers get it out. Rob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Let it go. Rob, you there? Dave, let it go.
I'm Dave. Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
It could be better.
Well, you know, I guess Nick called me Rob. I guess that's a tight pants talking.
Yeah, it's close. Right. Dave, Rob, it's all the same.
Yeah, you know, unbuckle that top button. You're in the window. You're okay. I mean, three takeaways I have, guys, is that my bigs, they're not aggressive at all.
Yeah,
you know, Jalen, every time he tried to be, he got a foul. So I'll at least give him props for that. But, you know, here's what I want to do. I want to hire, if I'm Kenny Payne, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hire Bill Laimbeer, John Sally, Dennis Rodman. I want to hire the bad boys from Detroit. And what we're going to do is we're going to put them down there and we're going to post up Roosevelt, we're going to post up our offense, and I just want those guys to just beat the living hell out of them. Especially Jalen.
I don't hate it.
Jalen will not take a hit, and if he does, it's a foul. So I think those guys would be the best to teach him how to pivot, how to move, and how to get to the basket. We'll have to have a lot of Band-Aids, unfortunately, but, you know, it'll be okay. I think when we have a smaller lineup, for some strange reason, we shoot better. You know, Fabio comes in, all of a sudden we get a little bit better. I'd like to see him as my point. I'd like to put L over at the two. I'm still on the fence about JJ. I don't know what purpose he serves. So, I mean, that's
kind of
where I'm at with these guys.
No, Dave, I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I can't argue with anybody who wants to change lineups right now. I can't argue with anybody who wants to see other people. That's college.
I do agree with him on smaller, though. I mean, I think we look better.
That's college basketball. That's a whole nother conversation. Rob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to see what you all thought about Ellis just playing the two more so. The other caller hinted at it, but yeah. I don't know if he can figure out the one. Just want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay, Rob, I appreciate the call. Here's my thing with Ellis. Like, he's okay playing the two. Is that going to change taking a bad shot?
No, but it might change his mentality of, hey, man, you don't have to go to the rim. And like, he'll get to the rim. I mean, at the end of the half yesterday, he got to the rim,
right?
Passed it out. Then we swung it and didn't get a shot off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like maybe to just Russ Smith him, man.
Yep.
And Rick Pitino was like, okay, just go score. Like I said, I always say it. I'm like, look. Edgar Sosa died so Russ could live. Like, that's just with Rick Pitino. You know, and I liked Edgar. He was awesome. But you get what I'm saying? Like, Rick was like, Coach P was like, no, Edgar, you're a point guard, period. And it's like, no, he's not. Let him score.
You know, he's a New York scorer.
I watched him as a freshman shred up AC Law. Like, I know he can score. But yeah, I mean, I do think that there's something to that would change his mentality. And, Fabio and or Hurst, even Hersey.
Yeah, I was asking that question. But
did you see? Have you saw the stat from Kelly Dickey on Hersey?
No, what?
In the minutes Hersey Miller has played, look, let me pull it up so I can get it right, okay? Because this is fascinating.
And listen, to your point, to everybody's point, like, I'm not going against you, but I'm saying that's why Kenny Payne can't stop talking about Hersey Miller being solid before the season even starts. So it's like he knew this already, too. Like,
and here it is. Louisville has lost by 1 point in the 76 minutes Hersey Miller has been on the floor this year. They've lost by 104 in the 204 minutes he's been on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So that means when Hersey Miller has been on the floor, Marcus, I'm just repeating, you've lost by – so he – I don't care what the stats say. He does something out there. He does something.
Right.
That's not a coincidence when it's that big of a sample size.
Listen, you don't have to. But again, this brings me back to my original point to all of this when we talk about the talent versus the, you know, you got to have the dudes. It's like, yes, you have to have the dudes. But solid is like a solid dude, a fundamental dude is a dude who make, you know, if you make the right decisions. Okay, Mike James, this is what I wanted to say to you really quick. Kind of counter your Mike James. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike James in the first half dribbled that ball off his leg when he was kind of running the point. Mike James was not breaking to the ball, right? In that full court press. He didn't want the ball. Right? Mm-hmm. You looked at his eyes, and any coach looked at his eyes and said he didn't want that ball. And what I'm telling anybody is it doesn't matter who you played with, that's not a true big. I should be able to get the ball into Mike James, right?
Yes.
And I'm talking about get it inbounds. Mike James pivots, faces his man. If he's in a one-on-one situation, Mike James should be able to dribble the ball low and hard up the court and get it to the dotted line. He's a guard, Steve. He's a guard. Yeah. You don't have to do any between the legs. You get this guard on one side of your body, and you should be able to dribble it up confidently and jump stop at the top of the key or get a clean handoff with L. Ellis. Like, we're talking, but here's the problem. Mike James feels like he has to do the dribbling point guard thing, and you're not confident with that. He's a young first-year player. But this is when you say, hey, you dribble low and hard, and you get it up the sideline, or you get it to that middle of that floor, and then, you know, and then get the handoff. That's when I say we got to go back to fundamentals. Like, he doesn't have to handle the ball, but you got to be able to get the ball up the floor without crossovers, and you know, any wingman should be able to help get the ball up the court. So that was kind of the point I was going to make when you say it's different between playmaker guard and shake and bake guard, but ball handlers, like, we all should be able to handle the basketball better, and I think we need to go back to that. You know, hey, no fancy stuff. One-on-one, get the ball up the court, get it to, you know, jump stop at the top of the line, hand it off. And y'all come get the ball from him. Sorry about that.
It's fair.
Yeah, that was just kind of my response to it. Like, we got to get better at, like, L. Ellis, Mike James, look at your face on this tape. When we do the film, look at your expression. Go get the ball. You're not, whatever the word I want to say, Steve. You're not challenged to where you can't do these simple things. These are simple basketball things that every Division I player can do. And we've seen you do it in state tournaments and championships, and we've seen you do it in high school. It's the same thing. It's just there's more crowd and there's more pressure, and I'm just going to kill you if you don't.
Yeah. See,
Steve, fire away.
Hey, Marcus, this is Steve Franconia, member of the Midnight Show, and first-time caller.
Okay, I appreciate you jumping in.
Yeah, well, you covered all the basketball. Another thing about last night, I hope to God that they change the in-game, the lady and the guy. Man, they get on your nerves every timeout.
Wait a minute, Steve. If you tell me you were in that gym and you tell me you didn't like the horse race, I'm going to say you're telling a fib. That horse race was okay. Oh no, Steve, that was awesome.
I just, man, they babble so much, and then all the poles that they have, and then the humming name that tune. They got to get rid of that stuff.
You're the old school, Steve.
Our basketball. That's why we left with 12 minutes to go in the game. We couldn't take no more time out of them. No, but I just, yeah, you mentioned all the basketball. Our defense is, like you say, L, for every point he gives up that many. So it's like, we got to play defense and be aggressive there.
Got to be better, yeah.
Yeah. And I got a thing I told you about on midnight for Steve. Bowl game, a WWE match. We play Purdue, winner takes all, the coach.
Oh man, Steve, I appreciate the call. He's been on that with Steve.
Look, that's funny. That's funny. But we're doing okay.
Fair, yeah. Jonathan, fire away.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk real briefly about Sid Curry. What I believe the issue is. See, last year they did a lot of weightlifting. And I know he felt like the alpha dog in that weight room. This year they're doing a lot of running. And coming in last can all the time can, you know, really take a toll to your mental and your alpha dog spirit. Mm. So maybe I think that's what's going on with him. He's missing that, you know, that alpha mentality. Because
that's a really good point. That's a,
what y'all talking about.
That's a really good psychoanalysis. Yeah, I will give you that.
Yeah, listen. And I'll pull a Steve. I appreciate the call on that one. No alpha dog, no running. Y'all sandbag Kenny Payne. Y'all lowered the bar. You heard about how hard it was going to be, the running was going to be, and y'all acted like, you know, when you do that 2-minute test at the beginning of the season, Steve, y'all went too slow, and Kenny Payne actually thinks y'all are working, y'all are reaching y'all potential. And listen, Kenny Payne, they got you. Those kids, those returning, they got you. They're better than that. They ran hard. They can run. They're capable of running harder than that, playing better defense than they're playing. They sandbag. They're doing it.
Well, my dog died when I was 4.
You're 44. Let it go.
Well, listen, hey, look, tonight, women, let's go beat Ohio State. Let's get pumped. Let's get a dub. Let's get everything going back on track. And let's get back to our winning ways, man.
93.9 Neville.
Good morning, I'm Nick Feldman of the SportsCenter Update, brought to you by Corford Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone, 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor, he wants you to love it. U of L naming a new president this morning, Kim Schatzel. She was previously president of Towson University in Baltimore since 2016. To the hardwood, U of L men's basketball dropping their 7th straight, losing to undefeated 22nd-ranked Maryland last night, falling 79-54. Kenny Payne did play some of the young guys, Fabio and Devin Ree. He talked about that post game.
It was the reason why I put Fabio and Devin Ree in the game, to give them a chance to see Zan as well. They work hard in practice. They deserve an opportunity. I can't look in the eyes of players and see tentative players and say, I got to leave you out here. I need to see aggressive players. I need to see confident basketball players. And these fans deserve to see confident basketball players.
Cardinal men return to action Sunday against Miami. Bellarmine men went into the half tied at 21 with UK, but the 19th-ranked Wildcats pulled away last night in the second to win 60-41. Tonight, number 18 Louisville women's basketball hosting number 4 Ohio State, pregame 7 p.m., tip-off 7:30, and then directly following the network postgame, it's Miller Lite postgame show with Dave Skull, Chrissy Banta, all that tonight on 93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.